B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Let's see if we can find anyone who has worked for a worse boss than this. Andreas Flotten is on the phone with us right now. He's working at an auto repair shop in Peachtree City. It was a toxic work environment. So, Andreas, you quit your job. The guy owes you money. You complained to the Department of Labor. Didn't think you were going to see it. And then one morning, you come outside, and what is sitting there in your driveway?
Oil soaked.
First question.
Yeah.
You're actually going to try to deposit this money. How do you get the oil off of it? Is it just like giant amounts of Dawn dish detergent?
Pretty much that's the game plan. I plan on having a couple of friends over. We're going to have a penny party. And we're just going to sit there, maybe have a few beers, and just sit there and just kind of rinse them off, get them all cleaned up, and then put them in smaller, more manageable boxes where you can actually pick them up.
Are you going to roll these up? Or are you going to? Is Coinstar looking forward to having a visit?
Well, I'm right now doing a little bit of research to see if there is any banks that actually has like one of those machines that you can count coins with.
Yeah,
right. And seeing if I could like borrow it for maybe like their entire day.
I know it would be super time consuming and it would take forever with 91,000 pennies, but there are like special pennies that are out there that are valued at upwards of $200,000. So wouldn't it be great just to stick it to them and get one of those special pennies in that huge pile and be like, hey,
I'm trying to look for some.
Cool.
And then I've also had a few people reach out like, hey, my mom's birthday was on 42. Can you possibly find one for me? I was like, heck yeah.
Don't you wish this happened at the beginning of the pandemic? Like, you do have other things to do now, don't you?
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, my block is pretty busy as it is.
I wonder, Andreas, has any former employees reached out to you or current employees of this guy reached out to you and been like, you know, thank you. You know what I mean? Somebody finally stuck up for us and now he's getting the bad press that he deserves?
Oh, just about every single past employee he's ever had.
Now the name of his business is everywhere, so it's only a matter of time. And it will be his own undoing, because if he had just sent a check to you like a normal person,
right,
you would not have contacted the media. Nobody would be the wiser. So, good. Well
done,
sir.
The greatest thing is I didn't contact the media. The media contacted me. Yeah. They saw the post on Instagram and Facebook and stuff, and they're like, hey, you mind if we run it? I'm like, sure thing. Let's get the name out.
And now it's national news.
Yeah.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing. So,
you must be
thank
so
you guys
pleased.
Very much for also covering the story.
Listen, this is how people become coin collectors.
True.
Hey, thank you so much. All the best. Is that the worst boss we can find? 404-741-0985. Good morning. It's Tad, Drex, and Kara. We are in search of the worst boss in the metro. Caroline in Ackworth, what you got?
My boss has a greasy ponytail and is in his 50s.
Right.
And will make comments about male coworkers' chest hair.
What?
Will come up and just rub your shoulder.
No.
Ew. And will also, you know, he's about to make an awkward statement when he prefaces it with, now, y'all know I'm a happily married man.
Oh, my gosh.
Which means that you're not, right?
We know that's not true because he was having an affair with the events coordinator. So, don't tell who you're fooling.
Okay, man. Thank you. We're on our way. Donna in Lawrenceville, horrible boss.
I had a boss who was too nice.
Too nice?
Too nice.
Yes. There was a lady who worked in our building. Her grown daughter needed a job. He interviewed this lady. He said, okay, we'll give it a try. He really didn't want to. But anyway, she was there about like a month, and we found out she was not going to work out at all.
Right.
He couldn't fire her. He said, no. He said, Donna, I'll pay you $20 if you'll fire her.
Oh my gosh.
I hope you negotiated for more money. This guy sounds like a total pushover.
Oh, well, then see, me being the same as he is, I was like, okay, I can't tell you the mental duress I was under.
I could tell this was going to happen right from the beginning because you're like, he didn't really care for her too much, but he hired her anyway.
It's too nice
to even say no to the job.
Yes.
Gosh. Listen, bad boss can be too nice.
Right, and I made $20. Hey.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. It's a feel-good Friday, 825. Mostly cloudy, cool today. Weekend's looking pretty good, but a little bit cooler, but still like sunshine tomorrow, some clouds on Sunday. Today's high 58. What's going on, Kara?
Looks like school administrators and parents should get a better idea today from the CDC on how more students can safely begin to return to classrooms. Now, it could be the last day your kids are told to stay 6 feet apart, because new studies have shown that it could be safe to now seat students 3 feet apart as long as they still have their masks on. Now, all of this is coming as more and more teachers get vaccinated and more kids begin to want to return to class. So the big challenge now for most schools is space. So we'll find out later this afternoon what they say.
So 3 feet instead of six.
3 feet instead of six.
Okay.
At some point, they're just going to be like, you know, people need a foot to begin with just for their own personal space. Like,
right.
Let's not get it to where it's like, oh, 6 inches is fine.
Okay,
like,
you're,
no.
Yeah, you can share a desk.
That 3 feet is on top of that 1 foot personal bubble, right?
So we're at 4 feet right now. Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
We can all admit we've become pretty addicted to our cell phones, our tablets, our computers. Mm-hmm. So reviews.org has decided to pose a challenge with a really great payoff. If you can properly digitally detox, you could get paid $2,400. For a full 24 hours, you'll have no phone, no smartwatch, no tablet, computer, or any other grid-worthy device. All of that out the window. Now, this is coming because 3 out of 4 people are addicted to their phones and check it around 160 times a day. Do you think you could put down the phone, put down the computer, totally unplug and walk away for 24 hours?
The problem is you would just substitute it for another self-soothing device, whether it's like eating or... you said you can't binge watch TV.
No.
You know what I mean? But you would just substitute it for another poor behavior that you already have.
Right. So take food and alcohol out, and it's a hard no.
Right? Yeah.
We are the movie and television making epicenter of the universe. You see all those yellow signs around town with arrows? Those are codes for different productions that are happening right now. And we have a celebrity insider, Awood, who works in the business, sneaks off set to give us some casting calls. Good morning, Awood.
Happy Friday.
Yay.
This is a big one. This is a big one. This is a major DC movie, and they are casting so much stuff. So let me just break this down, because this is coming from the same casting directors that did Pirates of the Caribbean, King Kong, Godzilla, Magnum P.I. I mean, this is big. They're shooting through in April all the way through August, so I'll have more casting.
Wow.
But right now, I need Middle Eastern men, ages 18 to 65. I need blonde men and women, 18 to 75. People, that's pretty much every blonde you know.
Well, and can it be, you know, Billie Eilish? She just, the internet went crazy because she dyed her hair blonde the other day. Can it be fake blonde?
Oh.
Show me a 75-year-old with real blonde hair.
Listen, there are some wigs and some weaves out there that would totally change your mind.
Thank you, Kara.
There's no such thing as natural blonde. Everybody knows that. Only little children are real blonde.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you that one, Pat. I'm not saying that I'm going to tell these people to show up even if your blonde is fake, but you are right. It's a hard casting. But the next part of this, everybody can help with this one. Real military, real people with real firearms training. Once again, we're in Georgia. That's not going to be hard.
Right. Yeah, that's my brother.
I love it. All right. So, hey, if this is you, follow me at Awood Radio on all social. I'll tell you how to submit.
Forgive and Forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Bianca.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. You had a rough night, I understand, the other night.
Kinda. So I went to with my friend Travis and a bunch of his friends on St. Patrick's Day, and it was super fun, but I was a little bit overserved by the bartender.
Yes. And you know what? It's the bartender's fault, always.
It's St. Patty's Day's fault. Come on.
Yeah, there's a therapist listening right now going like, okay, yeah, sure. If you're okay with that.
And now you're not talking to me. I think maybe I made him jealous somehow.
Well, who's not talking to you? Travis?
Travis.
So your friend, so it was Travis and a bunch of his friends. You all go out, but he was your only real friend in this whole group?
Yeah, they were all more acquaintances.
How'd you make him jealous?
I was just flirty, I think. I was just talking with a fake Irish accent and pissing people who weren't wearing green and like silly stuff.
Right.
You were having a good time.
I just feel bad because, yeah, I just feel bad because I know he's been interested in me. I was only having fun, but now I realize how it must have like looked to him.
I'm assuming you're going around pinching his buddies and being flirty.
Yeah, but in a friendly way, nothing inappropriate.
And so you say he's not talking to you right now? Is that right?
Yeah, he's not talking right now. He won't respond to my texts. Nothing.
So you want to ask his forgiveness and really just see if you guys can patch things up. Maybe next time you go out, you don't drink as much.
Definitely.
Or this is a this could be a new shock here. Maybe talk about how you feel about Travis, or maybe Travis talks about how he feels about you, and we can get this out in the open.
Why would anybody want to do that, Drex? Yeah, right? Come on.
All right. Well, we'll help you ask for his forgiveness coming up in 10 minutes. Sit tight, okay?
Thank you.
Forgive and forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Bianca went out with her friend Travis and some of his buddies, and she feels terrible because she got drunk and she made Travis jealous. She was like pinching other guys. She was just being very flirty. Bianca, sit tight. We're going to try to help you out here.
Hello?
Hey, Travis.
Yes.
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5.
Okay.
Sorry to bug you, man. We're just calling about St. Patrick's Day. And wondering if anything funny or interesting happened at the party. You guys went out to Fidel, right?
Yes. Yep.
Are you still peeing green?
Did anything happen with any of the people that you remember Wednesday?
You must be referring to Bianca.
We are referring to Bianca. I understand she was acting a little out of control.
Yeah, so she owes me money.
Owes you money?
Yeah.
How much does she owe you?
$743.29.
What?
$700?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
Wow.
For just about everything. I mean, she was buying rounds of drinks, shots, food for people we didn't even know. People at other tables.
What? Are you talking $743 worth of bangers and mash? What are they, golden bangers?
Why didn't you tell me?
Yeah, Travis, Bianca called us because she was sorry, but not about this.
Well, I gave you the check, Bianca. I put it down on the table and was like, you know, a thank you note. And then I asked for your credit card, and you just gave me one of those pats on the chest and said something about, like, the luck of the Irish when I found the pot of gold or something.
Oh, my
so you
gosh.
Gave Bianca the check, and she just laughed it off?
100%, just laughed it off. And gave me some cheesy line about finding the pot of gold.
Are you sure that was me?
Yes, I do. And then I don't know if you remember this, but you also were buying lottery tickets for everybody.
What?
Yeah, you bought everyone at the bar a lottery ticket at the QT down the street. But luckily for me, that was on your tab.
Okay. So that's not what Bianca thought she did. Bianca, you now owe Travis $743.29.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Travis, do you forgive her for ditching you on the bill?
I mean, as long as she pays me, I'll forgive her, but, you know, until then.
Yeah, Bianca, are you going to pay up?
I think I'm going to need to see if I have any of those lottery tickets lying around. I hope not one of them hits.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Monday, Natalie needs forgiveness for losing it on her sister.
Well, I mean, Natalie's carrying her sister's baby, so
what?
Maybe she's justified.
Forgive and Forget, Monday morning, 7 a.m. on B98.5.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Good feel-good Friday to you, 728. Clouds, cool today, 58. What's going on, Kara?
We've got both President Biden and Vice President Harris in town today. And for the first time in what seems like forever, the presidential motorcade isn't expected to shut down the interstate. I think they finally heard our pleas, and Marine One is going to be getting in on some of the action today. So they're thinking that they're going to fly into Dobbins Air Force Base and out of sometime around 12:45 today and depart around 8 p.m. And then Marine One will pick them up and take them down to PDK. Well, they'll bust around to Emory and the CDC.
How many times on this show, every time the president comes to town, we say, I don't understand why they don't fly in and then go just take a helicopter wherever they're going. Finally.
How is the helicopter getting here?
What do you mean, how is the helicopter
getting
here?
Is it flying from Washington, D.C.?
Who knows where it's flying from?
And if it's flying from Washington, D.C., why doesn't it just bring the president and vice president with it?
Well, maybe one is on one and the other is on the other, because I didn't think the president and vice president, I didn't think they were supposed to be in the same place at the same time.
That's true, yeah. They're probably not traveling on the same plane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, so.
So two planes and then they have to get a helicopter.
Yeah, well, maybe one's on the helicopter and the other's on the plane. That's
maybe
what
they
I'm
should
saying.
Drive. I'd take that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Get an RV.
Let's get a good feeling. Jeez. Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Tomorrow is officially the first day of spring. So if you've already gotten a jump on your spring cleaning, or you just have some junk laying around that you know you need to get rid of, tomorrow you'll be able to trade it in for a couple of cold ones. Mm. Coors Light will be out, over at the Battery, and they'll take all that stuff off your hands in exchange for up to 60 beers. They're going to be there from 1 to 5 p.m. It's going to depend on poundage. So the more stuff you bring to them, the more it weighs, the more cold ones you get. And then Coors is going to then donate all of that stuff that they've collected to local charities.
What's one thing out of your garage that you're going to take over there, Tad? Because your garage is pretty stocked, eh?
We have like 16 strollers right now, so we'll take those. And then I'll pound some Coors Lights to forget about the rest of the stuff.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Good morning, Stephanie in Gainesville.
Good morning.
Morning. Could you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Get out of the studio, Kara.
I'm gone, Stephanie. Good luck.
$100 on the line right now. Kara leaves the room. We ask you five pop culture trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. You win $100 if you can answer more right than Kara. Yes, yes?
Yes.
Let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Here's question number one. All the episodes about a Scranton paper company are available for free on the Peacock app for the next week. What's the name of that show?
The Office.
Question number two. Gwen Stefani has asked Ellen DeGeneres to be her maid of honor. While Gwen has gone solo, what band did she belong to in the 90s? Gwen Stefani.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a band that's named after being really sure of yourself. Because you have... anyway, number three. Alex Winter from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures producing his own documentary about YouTube. Does Alex play Bill or Ted?
Ted.
Number four, a wax museum in San Antonio is removing a statue of Donald Trump because people keep punching it. What historical landmark is located in San Antonio? Remember the...
Titans.
Number five, Georgia Tech kicks off March Madness tonight. They've taken on Loyola. What's the name of the facility where Georgia Tech plays their home games?
Oh, gosh, this is not my morning. I don't know any of these.
These are tough questions. Yeah, I'm going to bring Kara back
Questions
in.
Are tougher on Friday because we usually have really good players, and that's the only way you beat Kara is if you answer the tough questions correctly. But Stephanie in Gainesville didn't do that. Got one right, Kara.
Oh, no.
All right, same questions, Kara. Number one, all the episodes with the show about a Scranton paper company are available for free on the Peacock app for the next week. What's the name of that show?
The Office.
That's what Stephanie said, one-to-one.
Number two, Gwen Stefani asked Ellen to be her maid of honor. Gwen was in what 90s band?
No Doubt.
Yeah, Stephanie didn't have an answer. It's 2-1. Kara's up.
Number three, Alex Winter from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures producing his own documentary about YouTube. Does Alex play Bill or Ted?
He's Bill.
Stephanie said Ted, who was Keanu Reeves. So Kara's up 3-1.
Number four, a wax museum in San Antonio is removing a statue of Donald Trump because people keep punching it. What historical landmark is located in San Antonio?
The Alamo.
We said, Stephanie, remember the... And she said Titans. All right, 4-1, Kara's up.
Finally, number five. Georgia Tech kicks off March Madness tonight. They're taking on Loyola. What's the name of the facility where Georgia Tech plays their home games?
The First Center?
Tad, what do you think?
Is it McCamish Pavilion?
Tad, you're right. So you would have beat Kara. Stephanie definitely didn't beat Kara. All right, final score this morning, 4-1. Stephanie in Gainesville, are you smarter than Kara?
No, not on Friday.
Kara, right. 988 wins and 35 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Stephanie.
Thank you.
No $100 for you, but, you know, we're going to play again. So you could always sign up, tadandrex.com. It was a pleasure having you on our show. You were funny.
You. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.